your miracles of healing, God. Men that are forced because.
Revival Hub International is a network of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through intense working of the Holy Spirit.
I have vowed with my life, I must be another witness. I will continue to journey. Every day I will groan and pray until I'm thwarted.
Join Apostle Edu Udechukwu for a life-changing encounter as we journey in the Spirit.
In Jesus' mighty name. Psalms chapter 74 verse 20, quickly. Oh my God, we have a long way to go, but there is an emphasis of the Spirit I need to bring your way. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. When Job entered the season of his life that discussions beyond his realm of participation was taking place, the scripture said that when the sons of God gathered, Satan came. It was such a realm within a dispensation that Satan can enter into a court session. That a man that his case is being decided was not allowed entrance. He didn't have I don't know why he wasn't there. Maybe permission or stature. But what is important is that Job was not there when the case is concerning what concerns him was being discussed. And God said, have you seen my servant Job? That the things that God spoke about Job is not the important, is not what I'm after now. It's not even too important that God spoke a good matter about you. It's what Satan wants. Satan, the Bible said that he has come to steal, to kill, and to what? Destroy. And this is a case that stands true whether you are doing what is good or bad. Even when you are doing everything good, Satan comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't have any other job. When his matter was discussed, he was not there. And part of the decisions that was made is that they allowed him to touch him. In fact, if not for the fact that God went ahead and told Satan, don't touch his life. You don't know that guy. He will kill. And then you see the man, he's serving God. Then he dies. And then you are wondering what happened. It's because there are discussions that went on. And somehow we did not enter where the matter was discussed. And probably they are even saying good things about you. I will be there. I will be there when they are discussed. Let me... Lord, don't allow something to be discussed that will affect my life and destiny, and I didn't have opportunity to put them out. They discuss, close the case, and they are implementing it. You are just moving on the earth. When the sons of God gathered, we must grow in stature and rank, at least in what concerns your destiny. They decided to close the matter. Satan quickly went on implementing it. In fact, it was a case of the fact that it was even heaven that allowed it. I'm telling you, sometimes even when God allows some things to happen, you don't know Satan. He is not interested in that situation molding your character, even though that probably is what God wants. His own is to destroy you. So even when what God wants has been achieved, Satan will still continue doing what he's doing, because his target is not what God wants. You don't know what I'm saying. Because you are going to pray here now. The Bible says, have respect unto your covenant. Let it come to a point where we know that there is a boundary that has been set for Satan as a result of the covenant. You can't pass here. You can't pass here. You can't. That was my prayer many times. When things become hard and there are issues that even I cannot understand, I say, have respect unto your covenant. There are things are happening, dangerous, terrible, cruel things. You can't explain it. Men have to live by covenant now. I want you in the next 3, 4, 5 minutes, invoke the covenant of the blood, the covenant of the name, over your life, over your destiny, your ministry. Satan can't break out on your life like that. Have respect. Society.
man of covenant. Shopai, Satan cannot break out on your family. He cannot break out on your business. There is a covenant backing you. There is a covenant working. There is something bigger, something stronger. We latch on to higher dimensions of the presence of God that governs the things that can or cannot happen to us. Oh God! Sakai, Apeka Kapalia, Sakakwa Patalia, Ekembe Pakwai, Iapon, Apapa, Apapa, Sapeta Pil, Aikapa, Apapa, Apapa. For the habitations of the earth, the dark places, the dark places. There is no light there, but it's no hidden from the Holy Ghost.
Oh, 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 oh. You can be seated.
Hold hands with your neighbor. Something is happening. Wounded Rehab. Wounded Rehab. So, Raymond, join me in 10 minutes. Amen. Greet your neighbor. Tell your neighbor you are welcome to another week of hostilities. Tell your neighbor, I'm not here to play. That is what I said. The meaning of what I said is, I'm not here to play. I'm here for serious business. It's destiny matter. Meanwhile, if the person did knew her, you know, because part of Ebu her sisters, their hair is part of their seriousness. So if there is a sister beside you and is a new hair, tell the sister you really worked hard. You really worked hard. Amen. Okay, so our teaching for this few period is the man God uses. Now, first thing I need to tell you, and which is something that I let in the sisters, I let them to understand a few of what was in my heart concerning the matter, is the first demand of God for usage is what people term all the time availability. But I need to tell you something, and which is the reason why we have begun to teach this, that availability is generic, and you will find out from experience and practice and from the position of the scripture that availability is not the reason why God uses people. It might, I don't know, maybe Satan uses people because of availability, but God uses people not because they are available. He uses people because they are usable. If you are not usable, your availability will count for nothing. That is just basic. Are you getting the point? So it is just basic. And one of the things you will find out is, according to the scripture that we know all the time and that my brother quoted, your measure of usability in the hand of God is actually dependent. Is dependent on how much your vessel is prepared. In other words, your measure of usage will increase either gradually or exponentially, dependent on the criterias of preparedness that you have met. So if you meet higher criterias of preparedness, then your vessel will be such that can carry higher assignments. Are you with me? Now I need you to know too that God doesn't do everything at once. Even if, bro, what are you touching? Come out from there. Come out. Come out. Come out. Your hand was down and this thing cracked. Come out. Come out. Chimobi is there. Come and sit. Carry your Bible. Come out. Once your hand does like that, it doesn't heal until we finish service. Come on, your hand is infected now. Oh my God. I don't want to talk again because, no, I don't have strength. I have labor now. Amen. Availability is not enough. And as I told you, the usages of God, why is that guy sitting at the back? Let him sit in this second row. Hey! Call him. Come and sit here. Who is here? Huh? Come and sit here. That location is your seat. You notice, even when you came late, even when you come late, you still sit here. How many times now? I can't count, but it's up to two or three. Okay. God does not do everything at once. Even if he's using you, even if he's giving you what he wants, even if it's transformation, are you getting the point? He will probably bring you to the environment that can, if we submit to it, bring you to subsequent graduations in what he has in his mind. But he doesn't do it at once. Are you getting the point? Now, that is why I'm telling you that availability is not enough, because you can be available, but you will not be useful to the tune that you have perceived your destiny can carry. That is assuming you have perceived it. And I need to tell you one secret before we continue. God can add other assignments to you because of how competent and useful you are. Now, what I mean is that according to what God ordained originally, you are just supposed to do this. But if God's project within a season covers a few things, and it so happens, are you with me, that there are one or two other people that he has also ordained, that their supply in quota of ministry we gather together and meet up to what is in his mind to execute his agenda. Bro, you still there? Hey! Chinekimo. I don't have anything to say. So what God will do is, if those people by any means were not able to fulfill their part, either by any means, either because they didn't meet up with what it takes, Satan made them to leave, whatever reason, and God needed to do something within that season that requires a combined quota, what he will do is that you that is doing well in what you are doing, he will go and take that one and what? Add to you. Meanwhile, what you are supposed to do is just, this is what is required of you. But another, is it not in your Bible? I don't want to go too far because that's nowhere. The Bible said in when he was giving us the parable of the, is it talent? There are two. Okay, the Bible said, him that has, that's just my point. Him that has shall be given more. More shall be given to him. But what of him that has not? I don't understand. Him that has not, the one he has. Which one does he have? Him that has not, the one he has. So are you getting the point? So if you ask me my own opinion, I will say that the one he has is his assignment. Eh? Because what was given was resources to execute assignment. Is it not true? So when the resource is taken from you, what is remaining? Just your assignment. So the one you now have now is what? Yes. And the one he has will be what? Taken from him and given to the one that is working. So it's not just enough that you say, here I am, use me. That's good, that's basic. Are you getting the point? But you have to meet up. And I need to tell you that it is not just enough for you to say you want to meet up. There are different... Where is the young man I greeted? Okay, you are the one I'm looking for. It is not just enough for you to know that something is there and you desire to be there. There is what it takes to sit there. That is what makes people. And the higher you grow in usability, even if there is nothing for you to do as of yet, God will find something for you. One thing I found out, and this is subjective, is that somebody cannot be usable and not be used. Now, but you can be called to be used and you are not usable and you will not be used. But you can be usable and not be used. God doesn't do it. God doesn't have a salt and not use it to preserve. He doesn't have a light and put it under the bushel. Once you have come to the place of impact, a place where you will be able to release what God, you have retained usability, God will even leave the person he called. In fact, if God called somebody, are you with me? And the person has no reason to what it takes, and there is another person that is usable, even if God has decided he must use the other person, you can stand in the gap till the point, till the person decides to step in into. Are you getting the point? And the day the person decides to step in into it, you can decide to hand over or say no. Because, yes, that's what I've learned. Because you are holding it. It's like interim government. Do you know interim government? You don't know what is interim government. Have you heard of Abdul Salami Abubakar? What was he? His job is to sit between two governments. Are you getting the point? So, but even if you have won election, you have to wait for him to hand over, even though he was interim, to make sure that there is a smooth transition. The reason why you were able to sit in interim is because they have checked and there will be no gap in the execution of the purpose of God, even though you are not the one that is meant to be there originally, but you have maintained usability to a high extent that it looks as if you are the one. And when the person that thinks is the one comes, you will sit like this and say, God, is he the one? He say, yes. He say, okay. I say, you can't be usable and cannot be used. Your job is to be usable. God, what do you want me to do? Why is it that you are not using me? The truth is, God wants to use you. It means, are you with me? In context, you are not usable. And as I began to tell you people, I said that what God does, he does it in measures. There are measures. For example, if you go back, if you are in campus now, probably in 200 or 300 level, you will be very usable and powerful. I hope you know. You will shake your neck. What you have now, everybody will be bowing to you. Is it not true? You will be the Oga of your neck by what you have and know now. Is it not true? That is in your neck. So you have left the student level. Are you getting the point? You are no more usable again. It means that something is missing. The next graduation of God's purpose, you have not made yourself usable enough to fit in into that one. So God will keep managing you at that level you are. The problem is not that that is where God planned you to be, but something has not happened yet. Unfortunately, God is very strict. That's why I want to teach this. He is very strict on his verses. Very strict. Except he doesn't want to show you mercy. If he's just doing anything with you, you are not, you can be replaced. You are not, I don't count you. But if he's serious, he'll be strict. Are you getting the point? What God sees his vessels, his man as, he doesn't see them as men. In the context of God's usage, he doesn't see us as men. He sees us as instruments. He sees us as what? Instrument. And the best way you can bring interpretation, revelational interpretation to what God is doing, is to see the vessels that he's using to accomplish his purposes as instruments. If you see them as human beings, you will not be able to do what it takes. You will just be seeing them as human beings. But if you see them as instruments through which God intends to achieve something, you will find out that an improperly tuned wind vane, will he be able to design the wind pressure? What's the thing? It's not prepared. If you are with me so far, say amen. God's reaction to departures from the exact will and mind that he has concerning his purposes is to raise an instrument of recovery. Number one. Let me say it again. Should I say it again? Yes. But you are not paying. Why should I tell Ifani? He doesn't have Jota. So I will not, because of him, I won't say it again. He is growing fat and big. His muscle is increasing. Don't be your shirt if they fold like this. If you want to be ashamed, it's good. It's a good thing to be ashamed. What is not good is if you are not growing. It's better for me to be ashamed than grow. Ashamed of what? Me that is on the ground. He that is down doesn't fear any falling. Meanwhile, he that is up doesn't fear you bringing him down. You know if you bring me down too. Let's assume finally I'm up. I say, Kai! Why are you up? I want toothpick now. Where is it? Okikiri kana abu koso. Iyari enu. So back to my teaching. You know, some people that listen to me online that doesn't hear this evil, they want to interpret it by the gift. May God grant you the gift of interpretation of tongues in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But you need to know there are some burdens that cannot be discharged in your language. You don't read your Bible. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Hebrew cannot do that type. You have to change to your native language. Eli, the body. Okirikiri. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
There is so much. If you look around, you will find out there is so much that needs to be done. That if you are God, you will quickly put people there. Have you not noticed? But you would have also noticed something. That God is not putting anybody anywhere. He is willing to allow things to be spoiling until he finds his man. You don't know what it takes God to find a man. I studied the Bible. I found out that God called few people my man. The man of God. You know everybody is emoji now.
Yes, sir.
Is not in your Bible. Moses, the man of God. Elijah, the man of God. And then the next person is Christ Jesus. These are the three people that stood and compared, even though they summarized the first two. These are the three people. There might be others, but these are the three people I read for myself. And they summarized Elijah and Moses and submitted to Jesus. As I've taught you people, when Jesus came to before Pontius Pilate, when Pontius Pilate was through with his examination, he said, "Behold your man." Remember, the Father has already said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." So it was on that day that the witness of heaven and the witness of earth, they identified together that this is the man we're looking for. Because the person that should die is a man in representative capacity for the human race. That day, even though Pontius doesn't know what he's saying, he is saying, "This is our man." And from that moment, Jesus went and died. There is nothing that happened there that was a mistake, including when Caiaphas said that it is better for one man to die than all of us to die. It was there that he confirmed the principle of identification and substitution. Even though he didn't know what he was saying. But God needed to make the high priest to say it. So that within the boundaries of the law found in that season, it will be something that is certified. You don't know what it takes for God to find his man. There are few men. And I've taught you people that there are only two men that has walked this earth before. You are not one of them. Hey, somebody will say, how? There are only two men. The first one is called First Adam. The second one is called what? Last. Every other person is found within them. I'm telling you, when God sees you in the new creation, he doesn't see, what's your name? No, the other, what's your name? Green.
Solomon.
Huh?
Solomon.
Solomon.
Yes, sir.
God doesn't see Solomon. He sees his son, Christ. The day you are not in Christ, you are in trouble. You lack the capacity to stand before a holy God. You will be reduced to your element. Huh? It is because we are hid in Christ. That's why we can stand before a holy God. He, even at all he's seeing you, he has to see you through Christ so that he will look at you and you won't melt. Christ is the step down of divinity in such a way that humanity can interact and then they will be able to benefit and participate with what God is. If not, you will die. The mountains you are quaking, and him himself, he has not come down. The mountains, they told him, Moses, go, we can't come with you. Are you getting the point? That's the man. That man, Christ Jesus. That man. Your name is not there. Die. The reason why Satan has been dealing with you is because you are trying to make a name for yourself. You are trying to say you are there. It's in Christ that everything can be clearly defined. It's in vain you are trying to define anything outside of Christ, because it will be a mutation. You will be like amoeba. I hope there is still something called amoeba. I'm a void. What's another name for something that doesn't have shape? What do you study in the university? Wow. How can somebody study psychology? How many years? Is it 2 years that you... 1.5 years? Woman of God. Another name for something that doesn't have shape in microbiology and biochemistry. Who? What is the name? Amorphous. Amorphous. You don't know now. Do you know it? Which book did you read? It is not part of what you are taught in. I mean, I'm sure they didn't teach you in. Some people will not be happy with me because of the way I'm promoting sciences. Is it my fault? You don't see how Timobi teaches. He's using dimensions, quantitative and qualitative analysis. A man can only teach you within the boundaries of his education. Don't blame me. I will go to photons and neutrons soon. You will be hanging somewhere. It's not my fault. Your education is not wasted. It can still be applied. What you learned in life, your business acumen, you can use how to balance check and how it was your boss affair. You can use it. You're not with me. You can use all Safia and teach, and finally people will understand that it's hanging. Do you know what is all Safia? So you are not part of. Oga Chika. As in aswo you won and agware emenagun. When you speak like this, there are people know that they know you are talking to them. There is a way you speak. The people you are talking to know that you are talking to them. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm a scientist, and I will not apologize just because somebody studied psychology. I cannot. What do you even study? Why are you looking as if he looks like economics in his study? Bro, I've not seen you with ruler, with line. I've not seen you with anything that looks. I've not. Which can you are not on field work. That is the reason why you should have instruments. My, you got for school. You be like you appear on the exam day. You are, I'm looking at you. You appear on the exam. Those people that appear on, you are not a student. Just leave school, find another thing and do. Whether you pass or not. The reason you go to school in this Nigeria is not to pass, is to be educated. When you finish, you find out what finally benefited you was your education, not your certificate. University of Nigeria. I don't know where the certificate is. The only thing that is beneficial is what I was educated with. That's the one that is still working. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hold on to your own. All this thing I'm saying, I'm not saying school is not good. You would have noticed that If you don't go to school here, you are in trouble. Oh, you are in trouble. Anyway, God can call you the way He called you, but He go hard before me, I go believe Him. Especially if you are a young man. Bagali man, if you are running around, I'll be waiting for you. Ask people that run around here. They did everything. They found out that time they stopped school, things stopped. I don't know how to help you if you didn't go to school. Imagine you teaching some of these things we are teaching. You go hang. Anointing, you just be moving in power. You can't teach anything. You'll be, when you stop, talk, nothing is no more happening. You say, God is moving here, he's here. Oga, say something. One day, people will not want to fall. I say, he's here. Hey, you know what you have. Why did I enter here? Anyway, it's part of my teaching, but I just ran far, so let me come back. You don't know. There are things God can use you to do because you ran away from school. Your capacity to understand some things will be weak. There are some books you can't read. There are some authors you can't understand. And it's not because their revelation is deep. No. Their language, their expression of what God gave them can only come in that form. You are the one saying that they are saying deep things. It's not deep to them. It's normal language to them. It's just that you are not exposed to it. Watchman Nee is not trying to speak big language. Is he an Englishman? He's not an Englishman. Those things are translated, yet they are that heavy. So you now find out that it's not about grammar. Is it not true? Just expose yourself to as many things as possible. So we'll get there. There is a way you position yourself, you'll be used for certain things. That's what that scripture is saying. You can appear before kings. If I say this tonight, we seem as if I'm saying some things, I'm discouraging some people. I'm not discouraging you. I'm telling you to know what it takes for God to use you in different ways and different modes. I'm telling you. Let me tell you. If you want God to use you specially, it's better you start now that you are early to start preparing yourself. Start making yourself usable. Are you getting the point? There are some callings that it doesn't jump on you. Some people look at me and look at some of us and think we just woke up one day and something, it doesn't jump on you. It will take years and years, and God will check you at this level. 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 Then, after some time, depending on what He wants to do, you can say, okay, let's be checking these seven people now. Let's throw them into this one, anybody that passes. It means that you have reached semi-final. There are people that didn't even make they didn't pass jam. But there are people that made it to semi-final. If you made it to semi-final, you must be used. Might not be used for that, but it is still within that range. There is a way you'll be usable. You can't go down. You can't be used with anything not prominent. Who has gold and hides it? It's when great people come, you bring it out. I'm telling you, there is a way you make yourself into God can't say, I can use you. You don't know how heaven works. You are waiting. You think everything happens just because God said, I will use you. You didn't go to school. You are hanging around smoking Indian hemp. You will die. That thing won't happen. Anyway, I'm coming to show. What is important is preparedness. That is more important than knowing that God called you. The man God uses is a man that understands that his actions and inactions affect God's capacity to induct him as an instrument for the achievement of his purposes. Now, as I told you people, God's reaction to man's departure from what is his mind is to raise instruments as means of bringing recovery to what he wants to do. When there is a departure, God raises an instrument. And remember, I told you that in this context, for you to understand usability in God's context, you have to see it as, see men as instruments, not as humans. So that you will understand that the dealings of God are not emotional. The thing that God wants to do, the way God sees you in the context of achieving his purpose is not emotional. He sees you as an instrument. And for every instrument, dependent on what you are supposed to be used for, there is a standard and measurement. There is a treatment. There is a standardization for you. So he sees you as an instrument, not as a person. So if you don't meet up with that standard for such instrument that can be used, imagine scripture saying in a great man's house there are vessels of silver, gold. He's not seeing you as a man. He's seeing you as instruments. You are the only one staying one place and saying what will be will be. God will finally show me and use me the way I am. That's the language of lazy people. That's the language of people that take the grace of God for granted. They don't understand that. Now anyway, you can still be used. Are you getting the point? If they use you to pack debt, is it not usage? You are still being used. In fact, if Satan uses you, you are still being used. But that's not what we are talking about. As a matter of fact, in the right context, what is in my heart for teaching this is the qualifications of that preparedness can bring to an instrument as a vessel, as a special functionary in the heart of God and in the hand of God. I need to tell you something. Listen to me. This is not to say that some people are, maybe somebody is special or not, but you need to understand that there is such a thing, and the scripture supports it from Genesis to Revelation, that there is such a thing as a special functionary in the hand of God. And as long as those functionaries doesn't rise, and I need you to know that God's dealings and forgings on those instruments is consistent with the purpose that is in his heart. As I told you, once there is a departure from the purpose that is in the heart of God within a context, within within a scope, maybe the scope is your family, maybe the scope is your immediate environment, a church, a nation, whatever. Are you getting the point? That departure, as soon as there is departure, God has already had plan even before the departure to remedy the situation, to redeem it. Are you getting the point? And as I've told you people, that God's plan for remedy, redemption, is captured within an instrument. And the forgings that the instrument will receive is already standardized based on what God wants to do. Are you getting the point? The recovery project in the hand of God as a reaction to man's departure or to former instrument's departure from what he expects is determined by what he wants to do. What he does to you to meet up is dependent on what he wants to do. Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
So, those kind of people cannot be used based on their terms. They can only be used, if I say not based on God's term, it's not really God's term. Because God is not seeing you as a human. He's seeing, in this context, he's seeing you as what? Are you getting the point? And there is something he already wants to do and standardize the requirement for this usage. So this kind of instrument for this kind of thing has to meet up to this standard. And many of that usage, as I said, is graduated in different measures. So in some cases, are you getting what I'm saying? In some cases, you can come into primary usage concerning a matter because you pass jam. That's the best way I can explain it. Passing jam is fundamental to gaining an admission. Is it not true? But let's assume that the assignment is to become a lecturer in Anambra State University. You find out that in this case, you what you needed to do is to go to school, finish university at least. But you find out that his first degree is not enough. You might need 2 degrees. Huh? And you come and say, God, use me the way I am. You can use Deti. You can use frying pan. You can use anybody. It's not about what. It's not about me. It's about you. It's not about me. It's about you. It's about you. They will look wife. Yeah. They will use you and pack debt. You are still usable. But they did not look at your face to determine what it will take to be a lecturer. Did they see you? No. They have standardized oppression based on the recovery plan. What is in the heart of God has made him to. And to make sure that he doesn't look at your face, he sees it as instruments. Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
So when we stand before God, especially when he wants to bring us by his grace into specialized function, he identifies us as instruments with measured dimension of forging that has to come to us so that we meet up. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You better hear me. You better hear me. Stop sitting around in church. This is why people sit around. They don't become anything more. They don't know that there are, as we are seated here, there are so many assignments hanging around. It's just that you have not met up. If you stay 5 years, you don't meet up. Somebody comes and stays two months, 3 months, 8 months, and meets up. He enters. So, being born again 18 years is not what I'm talking about. Not what I'm talking about. Saying we are the people that have been, we are experienced in ministry. That's not what I'm talking about. You are not usable. You are just available, but you have not met up with the requirements that it takes for an instrument to stand in this. And God is not looking at your face. He's not looking at the things you are saying. He has already standardized oppressions. Are you getting what I'm saying? He has standardized oppression. And if you study the scripture, you find out one thing is also fundamental. When God begins to work, he first of all brings out minimum requirements. Say after me, minimum requirements.
Minimum requirements.
There are those minimum fundamental requirements, and a few people might meet it. Meanwhile, God is looking for one person. Are you getting the point? Those few people that meet it will be brought in. And then, I'm telling you what I know. I have told you people of the encounter I had many years ago before we started Revival Hub. And that informed the kind of training we give people here. I was in an encounter and I saw a military cantonment. The first set of people that we are trained there in a few hundreds. The training regime was so hard that even the strong people were giving up. People that are normally strong, they are strong, but they are giving up. I said, what is this? I was standing and an angel was showing me what was going on. Listen to me. I'm not just teaching you this. If you heed what I'm saying, you will not fail. I'm not saying it because somebody will say, I know you people who say it. Maybe people online. He said, this young man, look at what he's saying. What does he know? There is a spirit in man. Even the wisdom of the age failed them in the days of Job until the spirit spoke. Personally, sometimes I feel as if I'm 80 years, 50 years, 60. I've never, inside, I've never felt as if I'm less than 60 years old. You will not believe it, but believe it is me. So don't mind what I'm saying. This one, just, what did I say now? Forget it. This thing I said now, what? And the way you behave, the way you see things depends on that. The things that hungry me, the thing I thirst after is not like your own. What I will call success is not what you will call success. If you are 60 years old, what will you call success? Back to my teaching. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. Let him that have ear hear. Many of you, God will judge you because of what you have heard. You have heard, even you forgot yourself. You have heard what if you followed, you won't fail. And you didn't just hear. We make sure you pray yourself into it. There are people that hear and they don't know how to enter into it. The energy is not available. So it ends in their ear. It becomes a wise counsel. There are people that have heard a lot of wise counsel in preaching. They are just giving you wise counsel. Enter now, enter. You are the first that heard it. Go and check your father's jotter. He heard something close to what you heard. His application, that's where the energy is not there. Ume jamunwa. There is. Are you an Igbo person? Do you know what is ume jamunwa? That strength to give birth to something from the spirit is not common. It needs to hit you. Your natural capacity, the way you move day to day, can deliver you of such a thing. And that's why people have many aborted things in the spirit. The spirit couldn't give birth through them. Heavy things are coming and they're just working casually. They're just doing one kind casual thing and they want to birth heavy things in the spirit. You are joking. When you become serious, you travail. That's how the spirit gives birth. Somebody wants to give birth without travail. How? How? Where did you learn it from? It's not in the Bible. Before Jesus gave birth to anything meaningful, including the apostles, all of them, they travailed. They travailed. They suffered. As I was watching that scene, many people were giving up. The number wasn't much. There will be many who fall in love with you. That's to fall in love with Jesus. It's not part of the usage I'm talking about. After falling in love with Jesus, his basic requirement. His basic requirement for usage, you have not entered yet. People are giving up, fainting, falling. I thought that was where he ended. Suddenly the angel took me. And we entered into a place that looks like an indoor sports hall. And I saw half of the number that was outside. And the training on these people inside was many times harder. And they are less in number. Maybe 100 or thereabout, or even less. Now, I don't know how that vision works. But those people inside, they want to reduce them drastically. I don't know if the number has to be very few. The training is so hard. I stood, I asked the man, who are these people? I wrote it down again in my jotter. This thing is happening some years ago. He told me, these are the special squad. Specialized functionaries. These are the people that God has ordained to cleave the way so that a generation can enter. The demand on you is not the same with others. Don't bother yourself if others refuse to groan and pray. You don't know their own. They might. Are you getting where I'm going?
Yes,
they might be part of the people that fail. They might be part of the people that will follow later. But you are called to, as I have taught you people, to pioneer a way in the spirit. The real pioneer is not starting a church. The real pioneering is a way in the spirit so that others will journey. Because you journeyed in a path, members of your family began to journey that path. You are a pioneer, my friend. There is a grace you have that is not common. Huh? Despite the opposition you saw, you still stayed on until the impact began to cascade to different people in your family. It means you are a pioneer. You saw something when everywhere is dark, forest, everywhere. You wanted to give up, but the pioneer spirit did not allow you. Many days you would have stopped. Opposition, including people you are praying for, are still fighting you. But the pioneer spirit is there. It's not to start a church, it's to create a path. heart in the spirit, so that if a generation will follow, you cleave a part, you divide a part in the spirit. It takes a lot of training. What is happening to you? A lot of people has come there and given up. Will you give up? What you think is that you are passing through hard things. You don't know it's training. And it's a training that subsequent qualifications makes you competent in being used by God. God allows such things so that he will be just in proving to men that he, you know, when God chooses men, amen? Many times when we see God put men in certain things and begin to use them, some of the time you look at it and feel as if God is partial. He is not. Many times at the end of the season or after a while, you will find out that God is always right. That there are many components that is required to execute that assignment that the person embodied, that seasons and circumstance has not allowed that ability to find expression. So when seasons and circumstance begin to come, that thing that is inside began to come out as a sucker. Because God has seen God's instrument is the answer to what he wants to do. Are you getting the point? So God lifts out those kind of men that he has called for usage because they are the answer. And in the beginning, it doesn't look as it is. So they will step out, and there might not be, as of now, occasions that will call forth what they have on the inside. Are you getting the point? But subsequent seasons will come, and we'll be trying to say, what are we going to do this? We will not know that within our midst, God has made available an answer to it. It is those seasons and those circumstances that will begin to call for what you already have inside. Meanwhile, the seasons that you are being cooked, it doesn't look like it. We'll groan and travail, and our intestine will... You groan, your intestine will climb here. You have heard the story. I was doing a 21 days fast. I think I eat only banana in every 3 days. I've forgotten how I do it. One day, I wanted to groan. I've forgotten, I went to lead prayer. As I was praying, I'm sure of one thing. I don't know whether I was in heaven or on earth because I was fainting. If it has not happened to you, all the time, I will deal. It's normal. I was nothing. In fact, I groaned, my intestine entered here. I hit the thing, he came back. I thought after that thing happened, God will now say, I'm using you all over. Years and years passed, nothing came. Are you getting the point? Because the work and forgings in the instrument, seasons has not called for it. Circumstances has not called for it. You will not get ready when the situation comes. You are ready before it comes. God needs men. Meanwhile, there are people everywhere. It is simply a test to the fact that even though we are many available, that we are not meeting up to the requirement of heaven. Perpetua, will you continue like this? I vowed. It's a vow I made in my heart. It's my desire that anytime God looks, if he's looking for 100 people in Nigeria, he will find half, at least half. Here, I know there are people that might not like what I'm saying, but that's my desire. I'm not saying it must happen. It can even be more. That's why when I'm training you people, I'm training morning, afternoon, day and night. Non-stop. I know where we are going. Don't come and tell me that the night vigil is too much, the fasting is too much, morning, we are not even seeing the result yet. You don't know where we are going. When the season suddenly breaks upon you, there is no time to prepare. You must have been ready. The instrument must have been forged enough to be an answer. To an answer to the departure that is already obvious. And what I'm saying cuts across everything in life, including politics, including the economy, including... You will see somebody rise and suddenly you wonder, so this guy has been around all this while. There are things being forged and the person is getting ready to become the instrument that can be used. That voice inside, outside is not good. Stop that.
That person is becoming an instrument that will be useful for God to use in that season. Meanwhile, at this time, the season has not called for him to become that. Are you getting the point? So if you don't submit to what it takes to become a specialized functionary, a season will come, and before your very eyes, God will put hands on a few people. It means that those people are meeting the requirements. Where will you be? Where will you be? I will pay the price. Sister. Them. I'll pay the price. I'll pay the price. There is no price too high to pay. 1 minute of God using you is more important than the 80 years you lived in this life. Men like us, we don't value things in this world. My reality is heaven, and I'm not just saying empty words. So don't be like me, but I don't like this world that you have found. You have not tested heaven. Oh my God. When you test heaven, you come to this world, things will lose value in your eyes. You will find out that the reason why we are here is to be instruments in the hands of God. Outside of that context, this world is a burden. Men like Paul will appear. He said, I'm in between weeks. To stay, I want to cross over, but because of you, that's why we are here. Why are you here? If it is true that you have identified the fact that your target is to come to the place of increased usability in the hand of God, what should be your target? What should be the things that you exercise yourself in? What if you have money? Sorry, you say money. Is it not these people that are praying and all that? Have they seen money? Well, I've not seen money, but I'm not hungry. I used to be hungry, but I'm no more hungry. So I know the difference. It has not changed my confession. It has not changed. It's even now that I saw small money, I say, is this what people are going for? My soul is bound to Jesus. Now that I've seen money, I can say, take the word and give me Jesus. Before, I cannot say it, because you can't be saying it because you have not really seen money, you have not seen power, you have not seen anything, you have not seen influence, you have not seen honor, you have not seen anything. So if you are saying it, you are just saying something, you have not seen it. Some of you, when you see it, you will actually misbehave. It's normal, but oh my God. I saw it. I said, is this what we are looking for? Lord, use me. Can you use me? Can you use me? Help me. Can you use me? I want God to use me, sister. God, I don't want to end like this. This life is not... The only reason why we are here is to become the man that God can use. That's the only thing that defines why we are here. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you have car, Volkswagen Beetle, 1980 something, is 3,000 naira and forgotten. If they give you now, will you drive it? But you want car. Do you know people did blood money to ride Volkswagen Beetle? Yes, yes. Passat! Passat. Somebody say Passat. Many of you don't know what is Passat. Do you know what is Passat?
Yes.
No, sir, I'm not. I know you know now. If you don't know, who we know? Do you know what is Passat? Do you know what is Passat? Do you know what is Passat? See, there is a car called Volkswagen Passat. Do you know what is Santana? Santana. Oh my God. Santana Okubo. Oh my God. The world has... People did blood money and they drive... Those days, Santana will be passing, will be running behind and say, my car be this. Now, if you give me now, I will bind you in Jesus' name. If you give me Santana, I will bind you. This world flits away. It is only the call of God, the will of God, the usage of God that is on our life that makes any meaning. I will continue... We will do anything in Revival Hub. No one man can stay here without being usable. I don't know about people following me, but if you are here and I'm discipling you physically, I will make sure I will keep teaching you. I will keep some of the teaching is not with words. I will afflict you with burden. I will come to your dream.
You now.
If you say, let me relax. If I catch you in Port Harcourt, relax for where? What if you build auditorium and 5,000 people come? If you come and tell me that people are healed, 5,000 people, I will stay there, and then what? Have we gotten there? Pay the price. Leave a legacy. Put your feet in the sands of time. Let no man walk and do ministry in River State and not pass through your spiritual legacy. It means that you have immortalized your name in the spirit. How does a man enter there? I want to live, die, and live again. Why are you here? Pray in the spirit for 30 seconds. Something is flowing.
Shall flow rivers of living waters. My belly.
Oh my God. In Jesus' mighty name. God does not use every vessel he sees. He does not use every man he sees. I want to bring 9 witnesses. The Bible said, in the presence of 2 or 3 witnesses, a matter is what? Establish. I'm trusting God to bring a minimum of 9 witnesses. If it's more, then so be it. But minimum of 9. The number one witness. You see, there are matters you must consider if you want to be the man that God uses. The man. And listen, you find out from our topic that the topic is not a past tense. Is it a past tense? It is a present continuous reality. In other words, many of the things that I'm going to show you are the things that brings you into something and sustains you in it. Huh? The way God structured his things. Are you with me?
Yes.
God structures his things with ability to excel. It means that if you actually related with what God, what is God's thing, if you related with it properly, it grows. It has something factored into it that it expands and grows. And the only place it can stop is eternity. Is from, because, are you getting the point? The source of a thing, if the ground is the source of who you are finally going back to it. I hope you know. Anything that is your source, the trajectory and progress is towards that. So if something came from an eternal personality, what is this progress towards? You are progressing towards something that is eternal. Meanwhile, many of those things that is eternal can come to you as excerpts of encounters, such that if you can groom it, it can reach from time to eternity. Are you getting the point? And that is why the majority of the things we are going to show you are beyond the things that can bring you into usage. They are the things that sustains a man in the ever increasing usage in the hand of God. I found out one thing in the hand of God. As long as a man continues being usable, there is always something to do for God. Even if you catch Paul and put him in prison, he begins to write letters. The church is what it is today because of the letters he wrote him from prison. But for you, Paul has closed his ministry. Are you getting where I'm going? Many men, people like Andrew Murray, he reached a point in his ministry. God told him, start writing now. And he began to write. If you have not read such men, you will not, your practice in ministry will be in trouble. Many people don't have ethics. Ethics is actually beyond what they said here. You have to, something has to form in your heart. Because we meet situations in ministry that you did not learn anything in Bible school that said you should do this or do like this. But something has formed within you. And you know organically, I can't be found in this kind of thing. Are you getting the point now?
Yes, sir.
Some of them you know before you even found out from somebody's teaching that this is how you should behave. That means something has been formed. Such men like Andrew Murray, his writings. What of Watchman Nee? In prison, you will say that his ministry has ended. Not for a man that has become usable. Even if they confine you and say you should not write, you shouldn't say anything, you begin to pray. You will see that there are measures in prophetic intercession. You will pray to the point that you will leave your body. I don't want to go there. Some of you, it has happened to you. You will see yourself in China. It's not in the spirit. It's happening literally. That's a dimension in prophetic intercession. You will see yourself release somebody in prison. I never knew that that is... Should I continue?
Yes, sir.
John G. Lake had an encounter when he was in Brazil. They sent him a letter from UK about a woman that was plagued with the spirit of insanity and is in a sanitarium. And in that place, they wrote a letter to him. And those days, letters arrived in 3 months' time. Are you getting the point? They sent the letter. When the letter came, in a service like this, they began to pray and intercede for the woman. Suddenly, the energy coming from different people, don't come empty to service.
Yes, sir.
You come empty, tired, angry, and all that. A real fellowship is a congregation of life and light. That's how we're able to. Because there are certain things your own individual capacity cannot be able to do. When light converge, you might be the person that have the need, but yours cannot do it. When you come to a convergence of light, when it gathers, if you are wise in how to interact with light, you can channel it to your need. Huh? You can just stay under the shower of that light. It beams. I'm telling you, reality is in the spirit. Huh? There are sometimes I will pray, I have not entered. I will be waiting for bedtime. There is a point you pray to, and that light will shine. Some angels, seraphs, cherubs, burning ones, many of them are waiting for our prayer session. Huh? That's why when you start, you pray to some point, you will notice that even though people feel here, that there are still more people here than the physical men. This place will be too filled. I don't know if you feel it. So filled. There are men that attend our meetings that they are not human. When those activities begin to take place, you will collide with some. They will collide with you. Huh? So it will get to a point. I will position myself for collision. Somebody must collide with me or I collide with you. You are just there. You are no, there is collision. There is collision. And when two particles collide, have you done sciences? There are some particles when they collide, some of them enter into each other. They form into one shape. They fuse. Fusion reaction. Huh? There are some angels when they collide with you, there will be fusion reaction. Huh? It will be like atomic in dimension. You will feel it. Huh? Like we pray to some point at the back there. At the back, I just say, Spirit divine, Spirit divine. I lifted up my eyes to heaven. Then I saw a light shine on me. The glory fell on me. Oh my God! I said, oh Spirit of prayer. Oh!
Shashash. Fieka.
Valentine. If they don't collide with me, I collide with them. There must be collision. My destiny needs a collision now. Head-on collision. Let there be fusion reaction. Let the energy release the atomic in dimension. I hide under the beam. There is a beam. There is a beam coming from heaven. All you need to do is triangulate, and the beam will shine. There is a corporate light and energy. Your intercession needs the beam of energy coming from the corporate incense, and then you channel it. Oh my God. In Jesus' name, listen.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers. My belly shall flow rivers. I remember cinema mammy and a little.
Listen, in Jesus' name. John G. Lake said, when they pray to some point, the energy of the corporate life hit him like a light. Are you listening to me? Remember, this is an intercessory venture. You cannot tame, you cannot imprison a man that has entered into usability. Anywhere he finds himself is still usable. When the light hit him, he left his body. And he said, when he was moving in the spirit, he can see it. He could see himself move through the Atlantic. He knew in the spirit he was passing the Atlantic. He knew. He got to that place in UK and came down and saw the gate of the sanatorium. He came, the gate opened, and saw the room of the woman, went there, laid hands on the woman, and the woman became free. Who am I talking to now? Every case of insanity now, let the angels move. And your belly, the flow rivers. Listen to me. You can be seated. When he prayed, when he laid hands on the woman, he was able to record the time that the event happened. So when he wrote a letter, they now wrote a letter to him that arrived to him 3 months later, 3 months plus later. And they said that exactly that day and time that prayer happened, they were inside the room. And by their intercessory energy, they were able to get to UK. The man that is usable cannot be locked down. God is bringing us into new seasons. There is a new thing. There are new graces.
new assignments, new anointings, new release. That's why God wants to make you usable. He's coming. He will not leave you. He won't leave you. He will knock you. So that when you carry it, you balance. When you carry it, you balance. In Jesus.
Acts chapter 13 verse 22. So the first matter we consider, are you with me? The first matter we consider for the man that God uses is the matter of the heart. If the matter of the heart is the only thing we considered in this topic, is enough. Many times when you get the heart, are you with me? Many times when you get the matter of the heart correct, many times you can't be wrong in other things. It is almost hard for you to be right in the heart and wrong in other things. Are you getting the point? Because it's like a matter of the combination between vision and confession. See, the vision is about, are you with me? Vision is about the matter of the heart. Now, sometimes confession can be wrong. It might not produce the right result as of that time, but it doesn't negate the authenticity of what is happening if the vision is correct. This is what I said. If the confession is wrong, are you with me?
Yes,
if the confession is wrong and the vision is right, it is an authentic venture. It might not produce the right measure of result, but the vision is so powerful that subsequently, if you submit to the tutelage of the organic operations of the vision within your heart, it will one day correct your confession. Are you with me? But if the confession is correct and the vision wrong, it will never produce any result. If a man what believes in his heart and what? The heart is fundamental. If your heart is correct and your actions are not right, many times God will be driving you until you come to the place where you receive the right training, see the right brotherhood. Are you getting the point? But if your heart is bad, even if you are within the right people, you can never make it because of the heart. That is how fundamentally important. In fact, the heart should be one chapter and the rest of the nine witnesses should stay in the other. That's how important it is. When God looks from heaven, the first thing he looks at, the first thing he sees, the first thing that makes him to begin to check whether this person, should we consider him or not, is the matter of the heart. Don't joke with the heart. Don't joke with the heart. I say don't joke with the heart. Expend all your energy on the matter of the heart and you will not miss others. For more than 10 years of my life, my fight was to get the heart issue correct, the heart matter correct. I knew if I can get the heart correct, I won't miss it in others. The only thing is that there are other things around and your insufficiency in them might delay the manifestation of the vision. You know, the vision is for an appointed time. And being versed in other things can determine the season of the manifestation of the vision, assuming the vision is correct, assuming the heart is correct. Huh? A man that has not settled the matter of the heart and he started doing something, in quote, even if God said you should do that thing, is like a man that is pregnant. The man is pregnant with the wind. The problem with being pregnant with the wind, according to the scripture, is that you will pass through the bed pangs. You don't know what I'm saying. If you don't sort out the matter of the heart, you can pass through bed pangs and give birth to air. People will say, I thought this guy prayed with us. We are praying together. How did he become the son of Satan? How did he become this dry? How did he go down like this? Do you know why? The matter of the heart was not sorted out. Huh? So when all of us were praying, he was actually pregnant. Huh? She was actually pregnant, but what you didn't know is that you didn't go for prenatal. You didn't go, oh God, take me to prenatal check. Let's find out what I'm pregnant with. Let it not be that I'm pregnant with the wind. After traveling, after passing through the bed pangs, then you now give birth to air. It's better you are not pregnant with anything. Just enjoy your life and know it's cool. Only for you to pass his heart issue. A man is not, the womb of the spirit is not necessarily here. The heart is the womb. That's where things are incubated. That's where you become pregnant. You have not settled the matter of the heart. Oh my God, God cannot use it. When he looks, men look at the outward, God looks at the heart. And those small issues that is coming around you is a test of how your heart is a place that can house diverse dimensions of the burden that is in the heart of God. There are many things that can come in your heart and it cannot stay. It can't stay. And God doesn't want something to come that can't stay. Are you with me? So what he will do is to leave you. He cannot even initiate certain moves. Say after me, heart. When God comes and he decides to say, let's begin to test this man, he will have to judge. And the first judgments of God concerning the matter of the heart is in three dimensions. Number one is the intent. I hope you know that the first witness now is the matter of the heart. And when God comes to check the matter of the heart, he brings a judgment. And the first place of his judgment is what? Intent. Oh my God. God judges the intent of the heart. You know, that's a deep place to judge. Do you know why? Many times, men judge by manifestation the things that they have found. In other words, probably after now, I will show you a scripture. The Bible said in the book of 1 Chronicles, I think, there is a king of Israel. The Bible said that he did everything right in the sight of God. How many of you have heard that story? But his heart was not right. I said, I don't understand. If I'm the one, I will give the person pass mark. Because he was able, are you getting the point? He was able to pass the class. That's why many times, don't set exam for people. Allow God to set the exam. If you set exam for people, many people that should fail will pass. Are you getting the point? And many people that should pass will fail because the exam was not set by God. It was set by man. And because it was set by man, unqualified people that has not met the basic requirement of the heart will pass such exam. Meanwhile, these are the men that God has rejected. And the people that the beam of God is upon will not be able to pass because we are already looking at the outward. Meanwhile, God's emphasis is fundamentally in the heart. The man that has gotten everything right in the natural, that the heart is not correct, failed before God, but he can pass before man. That's why many people pass our exams in churches that has not passed God's exams. The matter of the heart has not been handled. That is why Satan can stay there. And the same people that we thought will be mighty vessels in the hand of God, we found out that Satan is the one borrowing them one after another. Huh? Are you getting the point? The matter of the heart. As my brother was saying, oh, the matter of the heart, only God can search it. And that's why you have to allow God to set the exam and be watching how many people pass God's exam. No matter how hard your own exam is, huh? Somebody can pass it that is not from God. No matter how hard, somebody can pass it that is not from God. Even if you say, let me use 10 years and test, people will wait 10 years. And what they have in their heart is there. You don't know men. Oh my God. Somebody can hash plot to bring down the work of God, bring down something, and he kept it in his or her heart, kept it for 20 years. He has known from the beginning. He will wait for opportunity. Keep waiting. Keep waiting. Keep waiting. You will say it's a test of time, that after 10 years I found out that this person is there. You don't know men. Allow God. God can look from the beginning and tell you who will make it and who will not. And you are waiting for the opinion. You set your own test. I can't even trust myself. I have to give myself to God and say, God, try my reins. Give me an honest opinion of what my heart can carry. Brothers and sisters, the matter of God's usage is fundamentally how large your heart is, not how large your body is. It's not even how much you can fast and pray. Those things are consistent with the weight in your heart. Except the activities that power what you are doing is something that came as a result of the fact that your heart is heavy, laddened with instruments, laddened with resources that find their hosting place in your heart. Things like burden and hunger. These things, their location, their house is in your heart. So when they live there, they can become things that can make you heavy in God. When you pray from burden, pray from hunger, do this thing from the things that the heart has been riddled with. It will have meaning and sense and weight in the spirit. Not just because of how much we are doing it. Let me tell you. Even if you pray and carry this thing and throw it on the ground, if it's not coming from the, if the heart doesn't register that weight, you just point our speaker. That's why when we come here, we hold on to the Holy Ghost to help us. So that if I hold my belly like this and praying, it is for us, it is a reality. For us here, is what? Area. And that's why I can't allow you to continue. I won't even allow you to do 1 minute in the flesh. I will come and ask you, this prayer you are praying, has it touched your heart? If I ask you that question, raise your hand here, one on one, or many of you. Has it touched your heart? You are doing shaka. It has not touched your heart. It's not about how it sounds, small or big. You can just chatter on. And then nothing has happened in your heart. Your mouth will pain you. And when you come to heaven, they will say, heart, 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 heart. Samuel arrived at the house of Jesse. And he carried the horn. And he came there. He saw Eliab. Saw Shammah. Saw heavy one. When he saw one, he said, surely the Lord's anointed is here before me. God said, you don't know me. You don't know me. The heart matters more than everything. It is the heart that beckons and draws God. The heart that cries in the secret place, he will see it. You can cry or with tears, but it's not from your heart. You can fast, it's not from the heart. You can give, it's not from the heart. You can say things, it's not from the heart. You can do good things, but Satan powered it. And he will take the glory. I tell you. God will look at it and send judgment against the good thing that somebody did. And then you that is judging from the natural, we see. I thought these people, this somebody did something good. He did this, he did that. You know what he did? I say, allow God to measure the judgment. You can actually do something good out of a bad heart, and in heaven they will mark it wrong. And then we come to the earth and say that according to these actions, he met up to what we say is the standards of good behavior, good conduct, good ethics, and good requirements. But before God, the heart is not there. And because the heart is not there, it is wrong. That kind of place can never be a brooding place of revival. It can't be a crucible for revival. God's genuine work cannot be born in a heart that he has not owned. There are many people that want to circumvent the matter of the heart and then use other means to draw down God. Any manifestation you see that doesn't stem from the fact that a heart has been aligned to God, that has become malleable, that the intents of the heart has been tested to prove that what comes through you is not the ambition of yourself or to prove any point, but God has manipulated your intent. Indeed, if you have not come to that place, Satan will hijack it. In fact, Satan will love to give you manifestation. He will like to give you things. He will like to show you that you are correct. Are you getting what I'm saying? It takes discernment, the judgment from the inner man, to look at matters and find out that people can do things. You are not with me. Three people can do things and one is correct and the other one is misbehaving. God will still be using this one. Once you see such a thing, don't ask question. It's a matter of the heart. Don't ask question. It's always a matter of the heart. If God looks at two people and one person seems as if he's behaving well and the other one is not behaving as much as you expect, give this person time. This kind of person, he doesn't make mistake twice. That's the man David. Once he comes, God cautions him, it's over. His lifetime, you will never see it again. Huh? But you see other men, they stand. People like Saul, I'm not sure he did up to two wrong things. But each one cost him. The first one cost him his throne. The second one, his crown. Why? His heart has been bad. Heart. So they are looking for opportunity to collect it. When you now do any action, it will be a response to the fact that you have a bad heart. I say God can look at a man and see a bad heart that will manifest in 10 years' time. Huh? Meanwhile, as of now, the person is doing everything right. He will come to a tent, we pray, he prays with us, fast with us. Give assignment, he will do it faster than and better than others. Doesn't mean your heart is right. Huh? And as long as that matter has the intent, why are you here? There are some people that is here to be counted among the people that started pushing this thing for a revival hub. We are among the move of God. We are among the people. They are here to identify with me. Meanwhile, I don't want to identify with myself. I identify with Jesus. Keep identifying with me. It's only him I serve. If you keep looking for me in me, you won't find me. You can only find me in Christ. I lost myself in him. The place I've not entered. Just like Paul, I said, this one thing I do. I leave those things that are behind. I press. Where are you going? What's your direction? Let me ask you. What if you look for me, you don't see me? Your intent will be revealed. Men that are seeing Jesus, many things can test your heart. Many things. What if you don't see husband? You don't see money? What if you don't see power? You don't see position? You might not know. Why are you here? You can follow me maybe because I've become very powerful. I hope you know. There are many people that follow reduce a little. Reduce. There are many people that follow Jesus because Jesus became very powerful. So they were shocked that he was dying. One of them was Judas. Did you think Judas sold Jesus because he thought he would be arrested? The way he died is a proof. He has seen this man disappear. He has seen things happen. They held him, he left. So when he now sold him, you are not with me. What he expected is, once they catch him, he will just do like this and they will fall. Huh? He said, I'm telling you, he has seen Jesus escape from that kind of situation many times. That's why he had the temerity to collect money and sell him, knowing that just like he used to escape, that he will escape this time. That day he collected money. That day Jesus decided not to disappear. And he presented himself. When the man found out Jesus did not disappear, he said, "Ewo, what did I do?" He said, "Come and collect your money back. It's already late." What made you do that was a hidden intent. Search my heart. Intent. Why do you want this? Why? Define it. Why do you want this? It will decide the price you are willing to pay. If conditions become unfavorable, if you see what you don't, why are you here? What if we are not popular? What if nobody knows us? What if nothing? What if there is no money? What if there,
What if there is no place to travel? What if there is nothing? I will enjoy myself more. I was busy loving God and God called me into ministry. I didn't know he even called me. He said he will use me, but I know they think like you. Me, I know they think. I know they think big things. I know they think big things per se. I know they disturb my head. I disturb my head with being the man that can be used to the uttermost. I want to be the utmost that God can use. I'm not thinking about the assignment. I'm thinking about the usability. That's the difference between me and you. Me, you are thinking of the big things God told you. I'm thinking of what I will do to become the best for God. God can make me the best and use me for little. You see, you are not wise enough. Labor to be the utmost for God. It was Oswald J. Smith that said his utmost, my highest for his utmost, or something like that. I mean, the reason why God is bringing out the best in you is to serve for his highest purpose. Are you getting what I'm saying? Say after me, intent. Why are you here? Turn to yourself, put your hands on you. Ask yourself 3 times, why are you here? Stop looking around. Ask yourself a deep question. Why are you here? Why are you here?
How can you walk when you don't know the way of the Lord? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the Spirit? How can you fly when they go when you don't know the way of the wind? Is that walking me, bringing everything in obedience to God? How can you walk when you don't know the way of the... How can you...
Where is Chibike?
How can you fly when... Bringing everything in obedience to Christ. How can you walk when you don't know the way of the Spirit?
Reduce his voice.
How can you when you don't know the way of the Spirit? How can you fly? Is out of working, bringing
in Jesus' name. Wait, show me my scripture in the book of Acts chapter 13. Be singing it small. We're about to close. Very quiet. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto him who? David, to be their king. To whom also he gave a testimony and said, what?
I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Who is this guy?
God is giving testimony about him.
Make my heart tender. Make my heart merry. He aligned my intestine. Let my heart sink it.
Who is this guy? Who is this man? He said, this is the testimony of God himself. He said, to whom also he gave a testimony and said, I found. Find me. Find me.
find my heart. Listen to me. The second thing that God judges, what was the first one we mentioned? Intent. The second one is motive. Motive. The third one is thoughts. Motive. Thought, intent, motives. Thought, intent, motives. Did you know that the Bible said, show me 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Fast. Go down, verse 2. Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profited me nothing. I don't understand. How can somebody give his body to burn, and his motive is wrong? This is a strong thing. Human beings are powerful. They are capable of strange things. Somebody can support Revival Hub financially to gain a name. Because, are you getting the point? Because probably he has found out that the way we are going will be one of the prominent. So he wants to. And, are you getting the point? That is the motive inside. So, if you honor that kind of person and then probably you miss one point of recognizing him. If his motive is not right, what will he do? That heart needs to be dealt with. Go and cry and weep. If all you did this year is to pray for the heart, you didn't do any, you didn't even do much work. This matter of the heart, sometimes you need to pray it for 10 years. That's how long I prayed for the heart. I couldn't find any other prayer point but my heart. Make me malleable. There are some things I see people do. My heart, I can't even think it. I don't even know it's possible for somebody to think like that. It's too wicked in my heart to think like that. But people think and execute it. I couldn't believe it. Every day I'm asking God, make me more tender. Make me more tender. More malleable. Make me more tender, more malleable, more tender. I will show you the nature of the heart by tomorrow. God judges your thoughts. That's how he reads you. People read you from things you are doing, but God, he puts a measuring instrument. I got you. Puts a measuring instrument, checks it, checks your thoughts. Checks your intent. Checks your motive. You can do something and your motive is wrong. And people can hail you, but God knows why you are doing it. You can never make progress in serious matters like that. I say you can impress me and I can give you opportunity to come and minister. But God in his heart knew that you didn't, that you just came, you even brought us down. You didn't take us off. He is not impressed. And in an environment like this, God will make sure that he balances the equation. For every manifestation of such heart, one of the things that happens in an environment where our, even when I, whether I speak about heart or not, almost all my message is going towards it. My relationship with people, the things. Once I notice you have a bad heart, I can't help myself. I don't know how to relate with people that have bad hearts. Because if your heart is correct, then God can correct you. You can become better. But if your heart is bad, even if you correct your behavior, you are still not acceptable. God is not calling you to come and be something outside of him. He is calling you so that he will make you. Your heart is not there. If you became something, you made yourself. He in obedience to Christ. How can you walk when you don't know the way of the world? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the Spirit? How can the power of work in me bring in everything? Put your hand here, say, Lord, deal with my heart. Deal with it. The issues. The issues. In Jesus' name. Listen. If, from my experience, the most powerful organic tool of judgment and discernment is your heart. If your heart is correct, it will be hard for you to be deceived. It will be hard. When you come, because it's organic, when you come in the presence of something that is wrong, you cannot explain it. But because your heart is right, you know, in banks, part of the way that you know fake money is to see the original, is it not true? When you are true with when you interact with original for long, when you see fake, when somebody laugh and it's fake, you will know. When somebody say I love you and it's fake, you will know. When somebody relates and everything is correct, but something in your heart is telling you something is wrong, you will know. In other way too, when somebody come and he didn't tell you he loves you, he's not even smiling, but he loves you, you will know. He's not. Everybody doesn't have. You have to be a man of your heart can look at somebody, and the person didn't even do anything good. The person even did something wrong to you, but your heart still connected. Why? You judge with your heart, correct or incorrect. Are you getting the point? But because your heart has not been trained in good things, you yourself, your motive is wrong. You will gather people with wrong motive to yourself. Your intents are terrible. You will gather people like you. That's the way it happens. I'm not talking about strange children. There are strange children. Those ones, you can't do anything about them. It's part of the whole system that you must have a strange child. But I'm talking about there is a force of attraction that brings people according to how your heart is, your motive. If your motive is to make a name, however it takes, as you are deceiving people, they are deceiving you. The people too will be deceiving you. So the Bible said, deceiving and being what? Deceived. All of you will be deceiving each other. Many of my brothers here, and even my daughters, many times, once you stand before me, Kai, I can look at your heart and know that something is wrong. And if you still found mercy before me, I will tell you. If I stop telling you, your mercy has gone down. Especially when I call you to that my office, you stand. Once I talk with you, I will know. Sometimes there is no manifestation yet. But when your heart is correct, you can help others. You can see a man that is doing something out of compulsion. Heart is not there. Nothing can happen. You are here. You can't serve well in a smaller capacity. And probably you have checked in your life and you found out that you have something bigger. And you are preparing yourself for that bigger one and left the smaller one. You have a bad heart. Very terrible. When I see such people, I run away. Because you will infect me with what you have. I cannot be too big for the small things that made me. Never. God will not allow me. You be big. You now. As I train you, be big. I don't care. Let me be small. I don't care. Be big. Be too big to pray when they are leading prayer. Either send people to pray and be hanging around. Me, I won't be that big. I will pray more than you. Be big, oh? You have not done anything. You are hanging around when they are leading prayer.
his heart. It means that if God actually lifts you, you will be big in your eyes. The reason why God will never allow me to be big in my own eyes. I don't see it. Sometimes it's people that is, some people see me, if they invite me, I come, they will be disappointed with me. If I tell you how much people have been disappointed with me, in fact, one of the greatest price I pay daily to carry my authority is to be despised by people. When I found out, I stopped doing anything about it. It's normal for me. The more you despise me, the more my grace will increase. The more you despise, the more it is increased. The more you say this one is, the more it is increasing. So when I found out, I said, are you getting the point, Victor? I said, there is a connection. So all the time I'm looking for where to be despised, since it's the key to my own grace. Are you getting what I'm saying? I don't care. If you insult me, I don't care. If you say anything, I don't care. How has he? What did he affect? As long as it doesn't affect my relationship with God. Huh? Probably one or two people. I don't care. This is where many people miss it, especially men of God. They see some things, they think that that is the end of God. Probably you can be the best amongst your rank. That's not the best, there is more. And once you see it, you settle. Because before it takes somebody, what it takes somebody to come where you are, where there are some, and remember, I'm teaching you specialized functionaries. Believe it or not, there are places you find yourself. Is once in a generation. There can't be two people like you in one generation. It's not possible. God is not an author of confusion. What he does is to raise such person, and others that are wise will line up under him, or you do whatever you want and die without being relevant. That's how God does it. It's in vain. Are you getting the point? So it means that in some places you have found yourself. You might be the first person and the only person in your family or anywhere that can execute it. That is not the best. When you get there, you now reduce prayer. You don't need to pray. You don't need to do many things for things to happen. In fact, people will pray. When they finish praying, they will come, you pray for them, and things will happen for them. You think that is a good thing. They will look at and say, look at this man, look at this woman that we are expecting to align so that we'll take him higher. 33 years after doing ministry and seeing everything, Paul said that I may know you. See, when I see the heart of these fathers, I'm weak. Say, God, help me now, help me. Give me their heart. Leave the anointing. Leave the anointing. And I've seen anointing. I will still teach about it. But you'll be shocked. I don't pray about anointing. But God has given me more than people praying it. I don't pray, but I don't have time. When you catch the burden of God, God will sponsor his project. Huh? He will. He will give you what it takes. I don't pray about it. I don't pray about money. I don't pray about crowd. I don't pray about it. When I pray for you, I don't pray for you not to leave Revival Hub. I pray for you to be better in your destiny. If you want to leave, leave now. When somebody stays under you and sees how much he's making progress towards his destiny, will he leave? No, he can leave because of your family or altar. The foundation in your family can make you to leave. I have seen it. When it's time for something good to happen, they will not remove you. Huh? Then they will bring you. When you, your mind will clear, you now come back. They will start you from life. It happened to one of my uncles. My mother is here. So I will not talk about the person, since my mother knows. I think we are going to stop here. Tomorrow we continue. This is a heavy thing. You cannot finish this thing and not enter into a new layer of usefulness. There are vacant thrones. We went for Pastor Mecca's birthday, and he was saying something that he said, I know. And he's a witness. There are new anointings hanging. You don't know how much God wants to anoint you. You just need to just put head. Oh my God. I wish you people will see water. That dimension you are seeing is not far. It's in disobedience. When you enter there, you want, is it this easy to walk in the miraculous? When he was saying it, he was saying, he's a witness. You know, before, I need to be stirred. The atmosphere need to, before I will now wave my jacket and let, when I enter the new dimension, I say, Kai, is it this easy? That's how anointing works. Stop laboring, doing what God only can do. What you are trying to do is what God ordained his resources to achieve. You are laboring in the flesh, trying to do what only him can do. Eh? Don't kill yourself. God will not reward you for it. Bend down your head and pray. Let's gather tomorrow. I have a burden. I'm not living here a happy person. I'm living here a burdened person. Not as if I'm sad anyway, but I'm burdened with the need. I'm burdened with the demand. I'm burdened. It's disturbing me. Even if you don't catch my teaching, catch my burden. If you don't catch my teaching, catch my burden. Catch my burden from Kenya. Catch my burden from South Africa. Catch my burden from Ghana. Catch my burden from UK, from US. Catch my burden. There is something moving. Something. It will not allow you to rest. Bring in everything. God is looking for a man to use in a mighty way, in a mighty way in Cameroon. Availability is not enough. How can you walk when you don't know the way of the Lord? How can you, when you don't know the way of the Spirit? How can you fly like the eagle when you don't know the way of the wind? The power of walking you, bringing everything. In Jesus' name. This coming Thursday is our welfare service. If you are fasting, your fasting must end by 7 p.m. maximum. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said, you know that thing where the Bible said they prayed together and broke bread. Breaking of bread. You know, we converted it to me sharing the word of God. It's not exactly true. It's actually bread, like food. That's what they are breaking. I went to Brazil. And one of the reason why we started doing this thing as a routine is this is one of the powerful things I learned. Almost every church I went to, they eat. And nobody was in a hurry to go. It's in Nigeria that there is not much money that people are doing big man. Where they have money, economy is okay. They know the rush. They sat down, ate. That kind of thing. Fellowship. I found out something. That thing is, have you noticed when you pray and eat together with somebody, you bond faster?
Yes, sir.
These two things. I think next time we'll put for you and God's love. We'll put for Dennis and Shama. Who will win? I want to warn you, some sisters can eat. It's because we are in the open, they will be doing like this.
Hey! Either of one rap, two, three. I'm good at meaning, good at mineral. Now, Kwanya bam. Let's share the grace in fellowship in the name of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, the boss is waiting downstairs to carry people. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Please, if you want to, listen. For the people following us online, we are trying to get a bus, and our general estimate of a direct Belgium of Costa will be 12 million. We need your help. God bless you for partnering with us so far. And it will be very, very important for us during our 50 days of Pentecost that is starting on September. Okay, let me make some small announcements. Our next 24 hours, because of technical issues, the 24 hours that was supposed to hold this weekend cannot hold because of some technical issues that some people know and some people know. So we have to shift some things to accommodate it now. We have to sacrifice because actually there is no space at all. Some of us, our itinerary is we decongested it, but there are some pending things we have not been able to look into for 2 years. So we have to answer to some of them. So when is the date? 26th, Friday, 26th of August to Saturday, 27th, right? And the team is another measure. I lost Metron. Are you satisfied? The way I'm looking at you, you are satisfied. Any question may say, Idigo Koni, find food for her. Find. Where is the letter? We'll discuss that one. Then, after that, by the mercy of God, another 24 hours will be coming up on when? The next one. October what? Friday, 7th October to Saturday, 8th October, by the mercies of God. Then, finally, the main one, our International Sonship Conference. Clap for Jesus. Amen. If you are following us online, my friends, brothers, sons, daughters, this is not a meeting you can miss. When you now miss it, you come and tell me by January next year, I want to be close to you. I want to learn from you. You are not a serious man. You are not serious. You miss Sonship Conference. Anybody that misses Sonship Conference and tells you it's part of Revival Hub is my son is a liar. I don't know the person. It's fake. Amen. So all my friends around the world, part of the reason we are saying it is so that you can start making your visa plans, arrangement, start consulting us. Precious Okafor is there. Start consult that they will be making plans for you. God's love is there. Is in touch with our brethren from different areas, international brethren that we are discipling in some places. If you want to join them, you can also meet him. And then Dennis is also there and a few other people that I will put in to be helping very soon. That's one. So, but our 50 days of Pentecost is starting on September 6th. It will continue from September 6th to the Tuesday before Sonship Conference. So Sonship Conference is what date? Help me again. Remind me. From 20th of October to 23rd of October. Clap for Jesus. Amen. All things being equal, we will still use Anedo Hall. And the theme for this one is the scepter of righteousness. The scepter of righteousness.
It's time for government. Scepter.
Amen. Amen. So from September 6th for the 50 days. So we know that some people will come and join us and be around, and that's part of the reason we are also pledging for this bus. We need to get it because there is something God was, I was meditating in the afternoon and God placed something in my heart. Probably those people that will be coming, because we don't have accommodation for them, but we can make solution camp available. It will be easy for them if we can be moving them. Is it not true? Yes. We can be moving them from there. You know, as long as there are not too many. In Jesus' name. And if you are coming for 50 days of pain, it's bumper to bumper. Come and see somebody sleeping around. I send you home, my friend. It's not here to pamper you. You don't want to pray. You don't want to fast. I'm a serious person. No, you are not going to go. I'm going to send you away. Greet your neighbor and say, let's see tomorrow in Jesus' name.
But believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life-transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.